And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Makes the Supreme Sacrifice. Sparky had run away from home. Yuki was about to bring him back to our house after an absence of, a couple weeks. Of course, I didn't know it at the time, but Sparky was very jealous of my romance with Miss Rosalie McClenahan. And I also didn't know that Yuki had decided the best way to break up that romance was to introduce a new man into the situation. So as we join our episode now, Yuki and Sparky are talking at Yuki's Inventing Laboratory. Listen.
Sparky lad, I have figured something out. This Rosalie McClenahan is a pretty good-looking young lady. You'll have to admit that, would you, Sparky lad?
Yes.
Now, that means it would take a pretty dashing and handsome young feller to get Miss McClenahan to fall in love with him, right?
Yes, I guess so, Yuki.
All right, so, Sparky lad, the first thing we've got to do is find us a pretty dashing and handsome young feller. One with charm and personality. A fella who all the gals fall in love with at first sight. In other words, Sparky lad, we've got to find us a ladies' man.
Yeah, but where are you going to find one?
Sparky lad?
Yeah, Yuki?
I shall be glad to donate myself for this worthy cause. Being as modest and shy as I am, I wouldn't ordinarily admit that I am a pretty dashing and handsome young fellow, one with charm and personality, a fellow who the gals fall in love with at first sight, because modesty keeps me from admitting that there are things like that there.
Yeah, I know.
But seeing as how it's you, lad, I shall overcome my modesty and admit, though, that I am quite a ladies' man. Now, you take what I put on my best pair of patent leather shoes and my houndstooth pants with that there light green half-wool, half-rayon sweater, and when I slick down the hair with Barbara Bronson's hair tonic and lilac cologne be added, I'm a pretty slick-looking customer there.
Yuki, do you mean that you're going to try to get Miss McClenahan to fall in love with you so you can take her away from Big John?
Yes, I shall make the supreme sacrifice, Sparky lad. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if within, say, 3 months, I shall be married to the very charming and beautiful Miss Rosalie McClenahan.
Oh, Yuki, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to get mixed up with that love stuff. Oh. No, Yuki, no.
Oh, now, don't get yourself excited there, Sparky lad. You just sit down and cool off, will you now?
Yeah,
come on.
Okay.
All right, there now. Look, Sparky lad, even before we go any further, before I start my romance with Miss McClenahan, we have to return you to Big John's house.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe Big John has forgotten all about Miss McClenahan, and you won't have to steal her away from him.
Oh, well, now, Sparky lad, I wouldn't count on that.
Well, I hope he's forgotten about her. Hey, I just happened to think of something. What if Big John isn't glad to see me again?
I'm glad to see you again. Oh, Sparky lad, Big John will be so happy to see you again. His ears will spin around like airplane propellers.
Yeah, maybe he'll get angry with me for leaving home.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Sparky lad. Big John was so worried about you, he could never be mad at you. Come on, Sparky. Let's go on out to my Model T taxi cab and be on our way to Big John's house.
Okay. And I sure hope he's glad to see me again.
The more scared I get. Now, what the world are you scared of there, Sparky lad?
Well, I mean, like I said before, Yuki, what if Big John is angry with me for leaving home? Why, he might not even want me to come back home.
Oh, that's the most foolish statement of the year, Sparky lad. Didn't I tell you while you were gone, Big John said that he just doesn't know what he'll ever be able to do without you, huh?
Well, I sure hope you're right.
Sure, Sparky lad. Big John will probably be so glad to see you again, he'll throw a party. All the ice cream and cake he can eat.
Oh, do you really think so, Yuki?
Yeah, sure thing. All the soda pop you can drink, too.
And potato chips, too. I love potato chips.
If you want to, Sparky lad, Big John will probably fill up a whole room full of potato chips. You can spend the rest of the week just eating your way out of a room full of potato chips. Real fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
How
about chocolate cookies?
Anything. Anything you want, Sparky lad. Old Big John will probably throw the biggest party he ever seen. He'll be so glad to see you back home again. Oh,
oh boy.
Yes.
Hey, can you get this old Model T going any faster, Yuki? I can't wait till we get back home to Big John's house so we can get our big party started.
Now, Sparky lad, don't get over anxious. I got the old gas lever pulled all the way down. This here souped-up old Model T of mine is making all the miles she can make right at the present time.
Boy, you, this old Model T of yours hardly goes any faster than Big John's old FX.
Please, Sparky lad, don't even speak of this here Model T of mine in the same breath with that old pile of junk that Big John calls an automobile.
Well, they're both pretty old, you.
Old? Sparky lad, this here 1913 Model T hasn't even begun to live yet. Just barely reached the prime of its life. Why, don't you know it's just as good as...
I know. It's still as good as it was the day it came off the production line back in 1913.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's what I was going to say. As a matter of fact, it's better. I have not only taken excellent care of this here 1913 Model T ever since the bumps from old Carl Recksteiner back in 1935, but I've added a few improvements of my own invention, you know.
Well, it's still pretty old. Hey, I just noticed something. We're on the street where Big John's house is. Just down around the bend at the bottom of the hill.
Right, you are, Sparky.
Boy, just think we're going to have a party. Hey, I wonder if Big John will let me invite Charlie Clamerday and Maxie Finster and Rabbit Ears McKeister and the Wonderlick Twins and all the rest of the guys in my gang.
Well, of course he will, Sparky lad. As a matter of fact, he'll probably let you invite everybody in the whole neighborhood. That's how glad he'll be to have you back home again.
The first thing I'll do, Yuki, after Big John smothers me with kisses, is I'll go to the telephone and I'll call up Rabbit Ears McKeister and invite him to the party. And then I'll call Maxie, and then Charlie, and then Hennessy Q and Isidore Z, and then Globby Globus Throttle and everybody in my gang. Boy, we'll have the biggest party ever. Won't it be something, Yuki?
Yeah, it sure will. You betcha. Well, I'll just pull up into Big John's driveway here and park the old Model T right alongside the house here. There we are.
I wonder where Big John is. I don't see him around anywhere.
Well, he's probably sitting in the house right next to the telephone, anxiously waiting for it to ring.
Oh, why? Is he expecting a call?
Well, he's hoping that he'll get a call from somebody who has found you. Well, Sparky lad, Big John has been anxious to have you back. I can't seem to make you understand.
Well, come on, let's go inside. Oh, I'm so anxious to get back with Big John. You know, it's been a long time since I've really been with him.
Well, come on, let's go on into the house. Yes, sir, I can see old Big John's eyes light up like a couple of 100,000-watt spotlights when he sees you. Yeah.
Well, he's home all right. See, the front door is open. I hope the screen door isn't locked. I'd like to go in and surprise him. Well, just think we're going to have a party.
Yeah. Well, there's only one way to find out if the screen door is locked, and that's to... Oh, it isn't. Okay, go on in, Sparky lad. You just see if Big John isn't sitting there right next to the telephone, anxiously waiting for a call.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Let's be real quiet, Yuki. We'll just sneak in and surprise Big John.
Yeah.
We'll just sneak in and surprise Big John.
Yeah.
Oh, that's green.
Big John will probably think that that was just the wind blowing the screen.
You're talking to someone in there.
Well, what was that, Mayor? Was that the screen door that I just heard?
Yes, it sounded like it, Buster, but it might have been the wind blowing it.
I don't know how it could have been the wind, Mayor. There isn't a bit of breeze blowing out there. Who is it? Did anybody come in? Who is it?
Surprise!
Yeah, surprise, Big John. Well, for goodness sake, Sparky! Sparky, you're back! You've come back! Oh, my goodness, you've come back! You've come back! Oh, I'm so glad to see you again. Come on over here and let me take a look at you. Sparky!
Oh,
Sparky!
I hope you're not angry with me.
Angry with you? For goodness sakes. Look, I'm just as thankful as I can be to have you back. I've been so worried about you.
Hey, see, Sparky lad, what did I tell you? Well, Yuki, where in the world did you find the little lad? Don't tell me that you really did go out to your inventing laboratory and invent a magic travel machine. What's it like in the land of make-believe?
That's a long story, Mayor. I'll tell you about it sometime when we got lots of time.
Oh, my goodness, Yuki, I don't know how to thank you for bringing Sparky back to me. Sparky, if you only knew how much I've worried about you while you were gone. Why did you ever do such a thing? Where did he go?
Forget about it, huh? I mean, I'm glad to be back, too. Let's just forget about it.
Well...
Just let me get to the telephone.
Telephone? what are you going to do? Call up all the boys in your club and tell them that you're home again?
Yeah. Well, I'm invited to the party.
Party?
Yeah.
What party?
The one you're going to give because you're so happy to have me home again.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, listen here, young man. You march right upstairs to your room, and don't you dare to come out until I say you can.
Huh? Huh? Why, Big John? I thought you were happy to have me home again.
Well, I am, but you have to be punished for doing what you did. Why, you had all of us scared to death. I worried so much I couldn't eat. Now up to your room and stay there, and don't you even stick your head out of the door until I say you can. Now, march.
Oh, boy. Confined to my room. Boy, that sure is a fine way to show a guy how happy you are to have him home again. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, if this isn't a fine how do you do here, I thought I'd come back home and Big John would be so glad to see me. He'd want to celebrate. And what happens? I have to go to my room. Boy, I can hear Big John and Mayor Plumfront and Yuki downstairs in the kitchen. Sounds like they're in the refrigerator. But they're celebrating with a little party of their own. Yeah, when I walked past Big John's room, I noticed he still has that picture of Miss McClanahan on his dresser. Well, I guess Yuki will have to go through with his plan to win her away from Big John. It's the only way. It might even be fun.